No personal evangelism so that the masses will hear. I already dealt with that a little bit. No mass evangelism so the masses will hear. How long did mass evangelism continue in the New Testament era? Got a guess? 60 days after Pentecost, it's all over. You don't see mass evangelism. Paul got beaten up several times. Did you ever track down why he got beat up? He tried to mass evangelize. And every time he did, he got the stuffing beat out of him. You see, mass evangelism, particularly in hardened environments that do not have a Christian heritage, incite to riot and basically turn the whole community against any opportunity to hear the gospel. How many evangelism ministries like we saw with Billy Graham do we see today? Why are we not seeing those anymore? Have you read Billy Graham's latest autobiography? If you haven't, you ought to read it. He talks about how ineffective the years of ministry he spent were as far as growing the kingdom of God. Billy Graham helped millions of Christians to recommit. But if you look at the results of evangelism through that method, you would never put your money there. I mean, if it were a stock, you'd have said, man, that's a dog. I'm not going to put my money there. Because he had 2% at the best outcome of those who made public decisions ended up in church. And I think that may be a generous number. When we go overseas, we don't even see that kind of number. And mass evangelism has been a tremendous tool by a lot of churches over the years to try to start churches. And they can point to it, but what you find is churches that never replicate. You got to keep doing mass evangelism, mass evangelism, mass evangelism. And you get what we call churches that are a mile wide and an inch deep as a result of it. So don't do it.